Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As you probably know, a bunch of kids from Staten Island gave everyone in the tri-state area a thrill when they played very well in the Little League World Series. They were one win away from the U.S. Finals before they lost to Georgia in the semifinals. Checking in this morning is the manager of that team, Joe Calabrese, who's in Kentucky right now to see his son Rob play baseball. Rob's in the San Francisco Giants organization. Good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Everybody's doing fine here. It's a pleasure to have you on the radio. We talked a lot about you. I've never had the pleasure of meeting you, but you did a great job,
so
buddy.
So proud of you guys. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Boys did a great job. I mean, they worked hard all summer, and, you know, good things happen. They really put themselves in position to succeed by working so hard, and it came through. They came through, had a shot at winning the U.S. title, one game away.
Well, you had some tough competition this year, man. Georgia had a hell of a team, and then you had the team from Hawaii, which is an awesome, awesome performance they had. Those pitchers they had were just amazing. But you also had a fun time at Citi Field. The kids were honored on Sunday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Mets have gone above and beyond from the Major League Baseball Classic that we had Sunday night down there. You know, Jeff Wilpon was more than gracious. He made his players come out, sit with us in the stands. They did a fantastic job. The other day, they invited us to Citi Field. They made our kids stretch with their trainer. They threw on the field. They took BP, live BP on the field. Mickey Callaway threw BP. I mean, it's been unbelievable. The players came out, were talking to the kids. Really, really class organization. Things they did where they went above and beyond. It was really special to these kids.
Now, tell us about your son, Rob. He's, like I just mentioned, he's in the Giants organization. You're in Kentucky right now with him. So what's going on there?
Yeah, I missed my boy this year, I got to tell you. I mean, for the last 3 months, I've been with my guys, the little guys, and we had a great run. You know, but my son's playing professional baseball with the San Francisco Giants with the Augusta Green Jackets, and I really didn't get much time to see him play this year. So had a couple of days off here, and, you know, he had a couple of days where I can get to him, so I came out and just trying to spend some time with him, watch him play for a change.
Is this his first year? He's only 22 years old.
Yes, he got drafted last year in the 10th round, and this is his first full season, yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
What position does he play?
He's a catcher.
Hard-hitting catcher?
Yeah. He struggled a little bit this year, but, you know, it's an experience. So, you know, next year he comes back, he'll have a good idea what he needs to go through. So he'll work hard this winter and get at it. And, you know, next year he'll come back, and I'm sure he'll do really well next year.
What does he say is the difference between being a little leaguer and now being in the pros?
You know, I know many kids and players that played minor league baseball, and I got to tell you what, you know, they all tell you there's nothing better than little league baseball.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I mean, you know, at 12 years old, just the innocence of it, all you want to do is play ball. You know, as these kids get older, it becomes more of job-like, you know. But right now, at this age, 12, 13 years old, that's all they want to do. We play games. They go back to the rec room, the dorms, and they're playing automatics in the room, swinging bats. And, you know, they don't stop. They just love it, you know. And
that's
what's so special about it and why I love that age group.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, too, Joe, and we're talking to Joe Calabrese, the manager of the Staten Island Little League team. It's kind of funny, too, because when you watch any of that Little League World Series, you see these kids, and you kind of forget how old they are because they try to emulate the mannerisms of the guys who are, you know, big-time, highly paid professional baseball players. They look they try to, you know, swing like them. They walk like them. They got that
thing.
You know, that cocky little attitude.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to an end, if they happen to lose, then suddenly they're kids again, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing, you know, winning and losing at the end, you know, 30 minutes after a game, it's all forgotten about, you know, and they move on and whatever they're doing, the kids, they're doing their thing, you know, up there, you know, it was upsetting, you know, we lost that last game against Georgia, you know, we uncharacteristically missed some fly balls that we never do. I think the lights had something to do with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, after the game, kids were upset. I mean, we had a huddle together and we were all crying, and I think it was more because we knew it was over and we weren't going to be with each other anymore, you know, and then it was kind of like the end of a time in their lives, you know, and
yeah.
That was the upsetting part. But 30 minutes later, they're out there, they're trading pins, they're in the rec room playing with the other kids. Like I said, they're playing automatics in the room, you know, they get back to being kids. So
love,
you know,
that.
Good in that aspect.
Well, I got to tell you, you did a great job, Joe. Congratulations on getting as far as you did, and good luck next year, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us. Bye-bye.
Yeah, stay well.
817 at CBS FM. Boy, you could tell he missed his kid, too, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. What a great dad.
Tell you what,
great guy.
There's a lot of competition in the minor leagues right now.
Oh, boy. I love the fact, too, this year they were playing in memory of his younger brother who had
right.
died. And he got his nephew transferred to his team so they could play together because he had been playing with his dad's team. And that kid has gone on to be an all-star, so it's really
wow.
great.
Yeah.
It's funny because
nice.
Joe's father coached Mid Island for like 32 years.
Oh yeah, that's a family tradition with them.
And his brother that had the heart attack and
right,
died
right.
was also a coach and a
right.
manager. So it's all in the family there.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.